Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Searching for something to put a smile back on your face. Just remembering unusual times that can come from an unusual place. You need a partner for the ride, 'cause everybody needs a Clyde. So set your worries to the side. Just ask, say the word. Pretend I got a hand I can lend, 'cause when you really need a friend, just ask. Shit 90 Shows taught me.
Shit 90 Shows taught me was not filmed before a live studio audience.
Welcome back to Shit 90 Shows Taught Me. I'm Jess Sterling here with my co-host, Sarah Ferguson. Sarah, how are you?
Jess, I am doing really good. Now, I have an important announcement to make.
Okay, great.
I got my first gold star in Stalkers Anonymous.
Just now? I feel like you've been stalking for like decades.
Well, yeah, I know. No, the thing is, I'm like reformed. So.
Oh, you got a gold star for like not stalking.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, it's like your chip.
It's my chip. Yeah, but it's Star's year. So I haven't been a creepy stalker for 2 months. Oh, no, 1 month. 1 month. Just 1 month. And I'm feeling like really good about it. Now, I know it's supposed to be anonymous, but there is this girl I think you'll really like.
Yeah, because they have curly hair.
She has curly hair. Mm-hmm. She's absolutely gorgeous, but batshit insane.
Definitely. Revisiting this show did not make me feel any less certain that Felicity needs both therapy and medication.
I think I like her less this time around. I do.
Honestly, very different for you as someone who loves a main character. Love a main character.
I just feel like I'm going to just sit on my Julie train and never look back.
I have stuff to say about that specifically because we've covered this episode previously. So if you're new here and you're just joining the podcast now for Felicity because we're watching Felicity, first of all, welcome. Thank you so much for checking us out. I'm Jess, that's Sarah, and we cover 90s content, and we decided we wanted to cover Felicity. Now, I'm going to preface this by saying it's a spoiler-free podcast, and the main reason it's spoiler-free is because Sarah and I have never seen this show. The most we've seen of the show is this pilot, which we watched all the way back almost exactly 2 years ago at this point.
Right? Isn't that wild? So it was back in 2021.
Yeah, November 27th.
That's when we released
it. So yeah, we probably watched it a little bit before that.
Yeah, mid to late November. We did a poll back in the day. So we were hanging out in person, which at the time back in 2021, we were both on the East Coast. Jess is close to Albany. I'm from New Jersey. And we got together like every, 5 months or so. And usually we were like, what do you want to podcast? Like, what do you want us to podcast together in person? Yeah. And we put up a poll and Felicity won. Now, I will say, I do think that the election was rigged heavily.
Yeah, definitely our friend and yours, Dirtbag Kelly, DBK, as he's known around these parts, by definitely rigged the poll with all his friends. But you know what?
Yeah,
we appreciated it that he cared so much that we were happy to comply and watch the Felicity pilot and talk about it. So we've already podcasted about this episode once. If you want to go back and listen to our first impressions, obviously we're going to talk about it here again, because we got to do things in order. And it's been 2 years, you know, since we were talked about it.
Honestly remembered very little.
I listened to the podcast, so I'll sprinkle in tidbits where they're necessary here.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're watching this for the first time. If you want to join along on the ride with us, we'd absolutely love to have you. And if you ever have any feedback or anything to send in, you could do that at shit90spod@gmail.com. If you want to send in an email, of course, you can go to our website, shit90spod.com. If you want to send in a voicemail, a message, however you want to do it. We also have social media, Twitter and Instagram at shit90spod. So I'm just throwing it out there at the beginning in case we have some new friends joining us along the way, in case you want to send in your feedback. We usually record on the weekends, so make sure you're sending it in before then for a Monday release, as you should see here in the podcast feed. Yeah, I think that's about it, but we should talk a little bit about, like, I mean, our awareness of Felicity, at least, I think, from when it first started airing, because I know about Felicity just generally from obviously being a 90s podcast, but also like hearing about it. But when we first talked about this 2 years ago, Sarah, I wasn't even aware that this was a college show. Like I had assumed it was a high school show like Dawson's Creek. So that was just how little I knew. We kind of talked on that podcast about how the only thing I really knew was Felicity was there and eventually she was going to cut all her curls off and that was going to shock the nation.
Yeah, so essentially that was the most that I knew about Felicity at that time as well. I'm probably still there. But yeah, I think it was a pop culture moment that in history that Carrie Russell cut her hair really short. And subsequently, I really doubt it's because of this, but I think that this is part of the joke. The show got canceled not so far afterwards. I mean, it did have, this run is 84 episodes, which is hefty, especially for nowadays. But
yeah,
that seemed to be it. I think I, at the time, I said on the previous podcast that I knew that she worked for Dean and DeLuca. I don't know where I got that shit from. I think I just basically like saw that on Twitter and said that it was knowledge that I knew. Like, have you ever, like, seen yourself on video or heard yourself on something or, like, even read your diary and you're like, bitch, I think you're lying. Like, you don't know shit. Like, what are you talking about? I don't know where I got that from, but apparently I was like, well, I work in the city and I know about Dean and DeLuca. I'm like, bitch, you've never even been to Dean and DeLuca. You barely know what Dean and DeLuca is. So apparently that was something that I knew. And then, yeah, like it's a college show and that's it. That's it. That's pretty much it. I do know it was very much requested while we were recording Dawson's Creek, which is a show that we just finished. Mm-hmm. If you are very new here. And it was just like there was a big push. And I know it's beloved. So
yes, I know in particular, like I think the first couple of seasons are particularly loved and I don't think people enjoy the ending as much, but that's about as much as I know. That's also pretty typical of shows from this era of like, they just don't know when to end them or how to end them, I think. Mm-hmm. So it's not exactly surprising to me. But of course, it started airing in 1998. Obviously, it would have to be in the 90s to qualify for us. But yeah, let's jump into this, because we talked about this in the original podcast, 2 years ago, but I found it very interesting. We start off with like a Felicity voiceover, which I really do enjoy. I love a voiceover on a show because it does give you insight into like how a character is thinking. But it turns out that Felicity is actually making like a little old school voice memo, like a little voice mm-hmm. recording to her friend Sally, who turns out to have previously been her tutor. And she talks about how, like, oh, I'm supposed to be, you know, doing Stanford pre-med and then 4 years in Stanford med school. And her life has been all planned out, Sarah, mostly by her parents.
Mostly by her father, because the what I saw what was interesting in this time around, later on in the episode where we see the confrontation at lunch about Felicity mainly or ultimately choosing to stay in New York, I saw a glimmer of sympathy in her mother's eyes. Of course, her mother's going along with whatever her husband is choosing to do. But I saw it. I saw something. I think that I saw some sympathy. But yes, like, her father is a doctor that went to school in Stanford and went on the medical education journey. And he expects his daughter to follow along in his footsteps. Mm-hmm. And she was choosing to do so. And she did it. Like, she got into Stanford.
Yeah. Which we'll find out later seems to be possibly due to, like, a little bit of her father's doing.
But that's so normal, especially if you are a legacy. So,
well, that's the thing I was wondering. It's like, I don't understand how Felicity didn't have the ability to get into Stanford without her father, like, talking to someone, because, like you said, the legacy of it all. But also, in the scene where she's graduating, she has the, like, gold, I don't know what they're called, but, like, that gold sash, which usually means you're graduating, like, with honors.
Yeah, so she has her tassel, and I guess she probably has a some cords as well. That's right. Gold, which does mean that she's, graduating with honors or
tassels. She has, like, a gold sash, which I'm wondering if maybe means, like, she was valedictorian. I can't particularly remember from the episode if she was. But again, it's very strange to me that, like, she wouldn't be able to get in on her own merit. However, it wouldn't surprise me if her dad was like, I'm not even going to let there be a possibility of her not getting in. I'm going to, like, cut to the chase and go to Stanford before it even happens, you know?
Not for nothing. I would do the same for my child. I don't really blame her father for that. You know, if you have the clout, then why wouldn't you vouch for your kid?
I think the problem is when he, like, tells her, right? Like, you don't tell the kid because then they think, oh, I didn't do it on my own.
Well, ma'am, you know what? At least you didn't have to fake rowing pictures to get in, a la Varsity Blues.
Is that the one with James Vanderbeek, you mean?
No. The one with Olivia Jade and her mom, Becky, from Full House. Remember the scandal?
Real-life scandal. I thought you were talking about a movie.
No. The real-life scandal. And then Olivia Jade, who is, like, this influencer, had to, like, fake rowing photos.
Ridiculous.
To be like, oh, yeah, like, I'm a rower. And that's how she got in, but she got, like, paid off. It was – so, you know, like, in this day and age, if you're rich, like, you're probably – there is absolutely some advantage. But nonetheless, she is – we hear this internal monologue, and she is, like, doom and gloom right away.
Yeah, we said this on the original podcast. I maintain this position. I tweeted about it, actually, when I was rewatching the pilot, that, like, Felicity needs assistance. She needs to go to therapy. She says, like, she talks about, like, crash victims who lose a limb, like, the phantom, like, pain of it all. And she's just like, she doesn't feel joy or sorrow or anticipation. Yeah. She feels dread.
She needs my good friend, Senor Zoloft.
I'm not going to lie. She definitely could use some antidepressants, because she just doesn't feel, I mean, based on what she's saying, it sounds like she doesn't really feel anything about the fact that she's graduating, like, just dread. And, like, most people, when they're graduating high school and whatever their plans are, whether it's college or workforce or trade school or whatever, a gap year, they're usually excited or nervous, at least. Like, there's some sort of, like, anticipatory feeling. She's more feeling dread.
Numb.
Yeah, just nothingness.
Numb. Yeah. Very concerning. And I would be concerned for her. I'm a person that really does hate change. So I can understand the thought of your life shifting into high school to college is a big leap, and it is very scary, especially if you feel like you don't have a lot of control in your life like she does. But, you know, this does not excuse future behavior, because not only is she a depressed girly, she's also a creep.
She's an obsessed girly because she starts talking about Ben. So Ben is like her crush, her high school crush. And she talks about the fact that like she had never really interacted with him. The closest she had gotten to him was holding a pint of his blood at the blood drive.
You're a psychopath. I'm surprised that you didn't steal it. You just steal it and then keep it in your college mini fridge.
Yeah. This
fucking
is
freak.
So fucked. So fucked up.
Yeah, she's creepy. She like watches him in the fence. I am so glad that I did not wind up doing this to my high school crush, Chip. Like, that would have been
His name was Chip?
Yeah, Chip.
I'm not going to lie. Anytime I hear the name Chip, I just assume the person is a douchebag.
I don't know. He was really nice.
Was he blonde? Because I feel like, can I tell you what I picture when I hear the name Chip?
Yeah.
I picture a man who's shaped like a triangle. So like very broad shoulders and like, you know, like very just like big up top. Mm-hmm. Blonde hair, like on the shorter side, kind of swept back. Like almost like he's at the country club. Where he has like the sweater over his shoulders.
Oh, I see. You're picturing some sort of like preppy guy.
Yes.
Not really. Like he was kind of like a skater bro.
Oh, interesting. Chip. Is that his name or was he nicknamed that?
I think his name was Christopher.
That makes more sense. People nowadays, please don't name your children Chip.
Like it.
I hate it.
Yeah. Chip now has no hair, so sad for you, Chip.
Because he's bald, like on purpose, or just
because we're 32. No, we're not.
Don't out me, Sarah.
We're 34 years old, and
I'm just curious. Some people shave their hair. Some people shave it, you know. I don't know.
They shave their hair when they start losing their hair.
Some people can rock the bald look,
yeah. But anyway,
Well, the thing is that we didn't really talk a ton about on the first podcast that I have a question for you about is like when Felicity is being a little bit of a creep and looking through this fence, we do see Ben and his mom fighting. And now obviously we find out later that like he lied on his admissions essay about like this fake brother that died. But do you think that's what they're fighting about? Or do you think it's something we're going to find out about later?
I think it's something that we're going to find about later.
Yeah. Because I'm just wondering why even put that in there if it's not important. You know, it's graduation day. You'd think they'd be like taking pictures and having a good time.
It's an Easter egg. I think it's an Easter egg. I think that we're going to find out something in the future about his relationship with his family. I mean, like, I don't know, because obviously I don't think that you would be arguing about your fake admissions letter at graduation. Like, that's kind of a weird time to do it.
Yeah, I don't know how they would have found out. It is interesting. Like, it does seem that. And also, we know this, like, they grew up in California and they end up going to New York. So it is cross country. Like, is there a reason he wanted to get away from his family? You know, like, that obviously is on my mind as well.
That, I mean, honestly, truly, one of my main objectives about going to college was to get out of New Jersey at first. I mean, ultimately, like, I wound up back there in a year and a half, but that was like it. Like, I wanted to get away from my hometown. I didn't want to see people from high school. I didn't want to be near my family at the time because I mean, my dad was like pretty sick at the time and I was just trying to like escape my reality. So I definitely think that that's a motivator for children when they're looking for schools, is how can I get out?
Yeah. And so Felicity approaches him and introduces herself. And he's like, yeah, I know who you are. And she's like, oh, can you sign my yearbook? And this is the worst, where she's just like, oh, it's empty because I literally just got it today. And we're like, lies, girl. Like, come on, lies.
I don't believe that. I just think that she's a loser. I don't think that she has any friends, to be honest with you.
It doesn't seem like it. I mean, it seems like she was very focused on school and seemingly maybe kind of shy. But she asks him to sign it and he does take like a minute. He doesn't just write hags, you know, have a good summer. He takes a second. He actually sits down and writes a whole thing out. And what he writes, I want to read this aloud for the listeners and we can decide how we think this message should be interpreted. Dear Felicity, here it goes. I've watched you for 4 years, always wondered what you were like, what was going on in your mind all the time that you were so quiet, just thinking, drawing in your notebook. Ooh, that's a little hint about her artistic talents. I should have just asked you, but I never asked you. So now 4 years later, I don't even know you, but I admire you. Well, this makes me sound crazy, but I'm okay with that. So take care of yourself. Love, Ben.
Interesting. Now, this is kind of... this is what I think it is.
Mm-hmm.
He's noticed her and thought that she was attractive and always fantasized about her, about what she would be like. Like, you know.
She's the mysterious girl.
Mysterious. Like,
we all had one of these people in our school. Yeah. There was a kid who was so quiet, and I was a little bit like, I had a big crush on him because I'm like, oh, he's so quiet. He's so deep. What is he thinking?
Mm-hmm. Was his name Chip?
No, his name was Sean.
With a S-E-A-N or S-H-A-U-N?
I think it was S-E-A-N.
Wow, an Irish king. yeah, like I think that he took an interest in her. So I don't think that it's totally nutty that Felicity would interpret this as like, oh, maybe he was interested in me. And he said, like, maybe this is crazy. Well, bitch, crazy meets crazy.
Yes, we'll talk, like, his reaction later to her admitting this whole thing to him is what makes me think he's a little off his rocker. But, like, yeah, certainly there are little... if I'm Felicity and I'm obsessed with this boy,
yeah,
I'm reading this over and over and over again, and I'm seeing, I've watched you for 4 years.
Yes.
I'm seeing, I should have asked you. Yes. I admire you.
Yes.
Take care of yourself. And then you know what I'm especially looking at is not the, like, sincerely, not the truly, not the see you round. It's the love, Ben.
He said love.
He said love.
Okay, so you know what? I think that 2 years ago, we were like, Felicity, you're a stupid idiot.
I mean,
like,
she still is.
She is. Why are you reading into this? But I do think that there's something to read into. Like, I think that this message is very intimate for somebody that you don't know. Like,
and
I
he adds, P.S. I would have said keep in touch, but unfortunately, we were never in touch. Unfortunately.
We were never in touch. Yeah, like, I do think that I would have read into this if I got this. I think that it would have been something where I was like, I think that if I really had a crush on this man for 4 years and this is the message that I received, I think it would be something that I would continue to obsess over. Like, I would be like, what does this mean? How am I interpreting this? Especially somebody as cerebral as Felicity, who is, like, in her head all the time.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, it's interesting because, like, she is curious. Like, she asks him where he goes to school. He says New York, which I mean, I'm surprised that she just knew it was NYU or University of New York. I'm assuming it's NYU.
It is NYU. Yeah. She says, where are you going to college? And he said, what college are you going to?
New York. He says New York.
Which there are a lot of colleges in New York, but, like, right. I guess it's – and also, like, she probably could have figured it out anyway, like, another way. But, yeah. And so – he asked
read his in, college, his go into the file, the guidance counselor's office, exactly. And find out that way.
Yeah. And so when he asks her, she says, oh, that's all a little unclear. And so she goes home. She's like going through all of these like all of the acceptance letters that she got. And of course, she also got one from NYU. And then she tells her parents, like, I'm not going to Stanford. I'm instead going to go to New York. And Felicity said, like, I called them and they said it would take extraordinary circumstances. But, like, she's already done all of the legwork. Like, she did all of the, like, student loan stuff, which is interesting because I feel like she knew then that her parents weren't going to like this and weren't going to pay for it because we knew they were paying for Stanford.
Correct. Why is Felicity not getting any scholarships?
I don't know. The thing is, prestigious schools like NYU, I don't think often give out a ton of scholarships because they they expect high caliber applicants like Felicity.
Yeah, academic. I mean, I think that NYU, like they do have sports teams.
So oh, yes.
They probably give out athletic scholarships. But yeah,
academic you're probably scholarships right. are kind of tricky. Based on my own experience, like I got offered academic scholarships at a lot of the colleges I applied to. But I will say, if it was a private college, it's really still not enough. Like there's still, yeah. It's still so, so expensive. So she would still need student loans even if she did get academic scholarships. Mm.
I got no scholarships. Nobody was like, you are worthy. I'm going to give you $20,000. They were like, you know what? If you would like to come here, sure, maybe. Yeah. But I actually had a dream about college last night.
Did you?
Yeah, I think it was because we no. No. And it wasn't even one of those things where like, I have to unregister for this class or else I'm going to fail. It was just me in class. I think it was because I was watching Felicity late last night.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I will say like you're more likely to get an academic scholarship from a place that might want a bump to its like academic GPA. So like I went to a state school that offered me a scholarship because they were like a little known as a party school. You know, it was like they could have used a little bit of a bump.
Ma'am, then why were you not going to parties, you fucking loser?
I was a commuter.
You can still go to parties.
Didn't make friends.
Oh my gosh.
But yeah, so we like flash cut to like, oh, summer's over. We're in New York. She's like, that was a terrible summer. But I
know
here.
We don't know why she had a terrible summer.
I mean, I assume it's because her parents never gave up the fight of and they being just like, you shouldn't.
Were harassing her the whole time.
I think so.
Okay. So she goes into her dorm room, which is basically the Taj Mahal.
Huge, massive.
Yeah. Bay windows aplenty.
So many windows. So like just a monstrous bedroom. And she sees her roommate's side, which has an Evanescence poster, which I was like, hell yeah.
And it's a hellhole in there.
It's a mess. Yeah.
I hate it. And then we see her do her creepy voice memo thing, which
she's a pen pal, a voice pal.
I don't believe any of this.
I mean, she gets an envelope later.
I think it's just her changing her voice.
I don't believe it. We'll have to see.
Why the fuck is she communicating with her old French tutor?
Who now lives in New Mexico,
who lost her fiance due to an unfortunate circumstance. Why don't they just pick up the phone calls? Pick up the phone. Talk to her.
Then it was long distance, right? You had to pay to call out that far.
That's ridiculous.
You remember that? Do you remember long distance calling?
Yeah, remember when you had to you only got free calling after like 10 p.m.
So yes.
Sorry, friends, can't talk to you until after 10 p.m. and then we can get some free minutes.
Yeah. Yep.
Good times.
So Felicity is like getting photographed for her student ID. And this is just like always the case where she's like, please, can you make sure this is a good one? Like, I'm going to have this picture with me for a long time. They don't give a single fuck.
No, and I don't either because no one's going to see it except you.
Yeah, literally no one cares what your student ID looks like. But she, of course, runs into Ben and he's like, oh my gosh, what are you doing here? She's like, oh, I forgot you were going here. Lies. And he's like, he kisses this girl, but we obviously like he talks later about how much he likes Julie. Julie, is that her name?
Yeah.
And it's like, then who the fuck is it?
Some rando that really had, they were together for a day. This is not like, it's very reminiscent of Legally Blonde when Elle sees Warner and like Warner already has like Selma Blair as a girlfriend. It's not like that. Like this is just a part-time girl. They probably shared a summer together. They probably yachted together on the Hudson River. Oh, and now
yachted she's on the Hudson River?
Have you ever seen those like little booze cruises? They buzz around.
I mean, it's not exactly a yacht, but sure.
What do you call that boat? That's a yacht.
A booze cruise is a cruise.
It's a yacht.
Okay.
Are booze cruises yachts? Booze cruises yachts.
I just picture yachting as like a very fancy like thing. I've been watching too much Below Deck is probably the answer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, they're like little mini boats. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. They're yachts.
Okay. All right. So next we see Felicity talking to her advisor. We're going to see him a little bit this episode, and already it's not going great. And I feel like, I don't know that he should have necessarily communicated this to her, but he's like, oh, I talked to your parents, which first of all is fucked up because this is college, not high school.
Yeah. She's over 18. Why is he talking to her parents?
Exactly. Oh, and they're concerned that you're here. He says that like New York, the city and the university are overwhelming and we need like independently minded students, and your parents don't think that that's you. It's like, well, you made her codependent your entire life.
Yeah, exactly. This is not your job. Just tell her to take intro to economics and leave her alone, please.
Yeah. But he does ask her like, oh, outside of medicine, are you interested in anything? And we find out she likes to paint, but we don't get to see her painting. So they could be Joey drawing a naked Jack levels of good. Yeah. We don't know.
I don't trust it because I was told that Joey Potter was not only a great singer, but also a great artist, and I saw nothing. So I don't, until I see it, I don't trust it.
Yeah. It is so funny. And Felicity, of course, is really disappointed in like what she hears about her, you know, her parents you saying.
Can. Okay. So the thing is that, like, especially when you have like a strained relationship with your parents, like they see the most like juvenile part of you. Like they see you as a child. You are no longer that 10-year-old girl that like cried on the playground. You are an 18-year-old woman who is able to make their own future happen. So do not take what your parents say about you as gospel because they don't know shit.
This is true. This is true.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So we are now in class, and I honest to God think Felicity just copied Ben's schedule, but
this is disgusting. Absolutely
she's
revolting.
Just staring at him in class.
Yeah. So she needs to get a grip. Now, I mean, like, seriously, like, what class is this? You can't do this. You can't just steal somebody's schedule and then follow them around. I don't even know if she's registered in this class. She's probably just following him like a lost puppy.
I think it's poetry. It's a poetry class.
Terrible class to take. I would never take poetry.
Especially as a freshman. I'm like, what is this class? And they're in like a big hall. Like, you know, like a lot of your early classes when you start college are very basic and they're big classes. You're not like in specialty classes yet. Yeah. But she's sitting there and she's crying in class.
Relatable.
And thank God that the girl next to her is so kind. We get the introduction of Julie. Her passes her a little note saying, are you okay? And it's either yes or I will be or something like that.
Yes.
Very sweet. Very sweet.
Wait, no. It's no or yes, but I will be.
That's it. Very sweet.
Oh, no. Yes or no and I will be. Sorry, I got it. Whatever. Yes, it's very, very, very kind. I think that it's nice that I think that if you see somebody in distress, it's really nice to and kind to reach out, especially in a subtle way, like passing a note instead of making a scene about it or whatever.
Well, especially because they're both new to college. Like, they're both freshmen. This probably is one of their first classes. And I think, I mean, I don't know if you get a vibe, but like, Julie didn't seem to be hanging out with anybody else either. So I'm wondering if she was like, oh, this is a way to form a connection. You know, let me check in on this girl and see if she needs any help or needs a friend.
Yeah, definitely. Especially because her, Julie's roommate is a clean freak weirdo. So,
yeah. And she makes a little bit of a joke about like the teacher's hair being on backwards. And then they start hanging out. So like they get lunch together and they start talking about like how overwhelming everything is. And I love this because Julie's like, oh my gosh, it's so relieving to hear someone else feeling the same way.
Yeah. Absolutely. It's just really nice for these two have found a connection and that they're getting along. They're having lunch together. It makes a big difference. And I like their friendship. Of course, there's like a little bit of a hiccup. But then again, maybe Felicity should have been a little bit more honest about her feelings for Ben. And then I very highly doubt Julie would touch Ben with a 10-foot pole.
She didn't know the situation. No,
because Julie asked specifically, like, what's going on with you two? Are you together? And Felicity did one of those things where, like, no, we're just friends. We just, like, went to high school together.
Yeah. But we find out Julie's roommate is a bit of a clean freak, and Felicity's roommate has yet to make an appearance. So then we see that Felicity is looking at Ben, and it's like she's like all very, you know, distracted about everything.
She's drooling, essentially.
Yeah, I mean, of course. And the weirdest thing is how they have this entire conversation without knowing each other's names.
Yeah, that is so weird as well. Oh, by the way, I'm Julie and I'm Felicity. It's like, that should have been like question number one.
Yeah.
Very, 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 very strange. Also, you know, the weirdest thing is that Ben's not hot. Why are we thirsting over him?
Okay. Here's the situation. I would argue, I don't necessarily think the Ben from this time is hot. He's like very young, obviously, for me. But I do think the actor who plays Ben is very, very hot.
Who is this dude? Scott Speedman?
Yes. He was on, more recently, he was on Grey's Anatomy. And as an adult, like, I do find him quite attractive. But I remember on the original podcast that we did 2 years ago, you were all in on Scott Foley. You were like, Scott Foley is so hot.
Yeah, because he has fuckable lips. That's what I like about him.
Fuckable lips.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm not surprised. I'm like very – I have a very specific look that I like to men. Yeah. And Scott Foley has some of the things that I like.
Okay. Well, the next crazy thing that happens that we were, again, 2 years ago, we were really surprised by, because this feels like a mid-season reveal, is like Felicity comes out with it and is like, hey, Ben, BT Dubs totally came to New York for you. I had these intense feelings for you in high school.
An absolute deranged person. Yeah. We're like... Why?
Keep it to yourself. Like, I don't understand why she feels the need to word vomit all over Ben about like her obsessive crush and that she came 3,000 miles for him.
Be cool, Felicity.
And then she says, like, oh, and by the way, even though like I totally moved 3,000 miles for you, I'm over it.
Yeah, that is so clear. It is so clear that you're over it. She's a criminal.
She's a criminal. She's a stalker. And the weirdest thing, Ben, instead of being like, please never come near me again.
He's like, do you want to hang out tonight?
He's like, oh, I'm flattered, actually. Can we be friends?
I'm flattered is a straight up rejection.
Yeah. Oh, it's like, I love you. It's like, oh, thanks. I'm flattered.
Yeah.
You know, exactly. Cringe.
No. This is where I would die. I like, don't pass go. Don't go to the library. Just murder yourself.
Oh my God. It's so awful. It's so, so, so awful. But yeah, he's just like, they're like, okay, great. We'll be friends.
Sure. You're not friends. You can't just like go up to somebody and say, you're my friend.
Nope. But that's what she did. And then we find out she has a work study job where she's filing student applications in the admissions office. And the thing is, they should really screen their applicants a little bit more because the first thing she does immediately is read Ben's application.
What I would say is that free help is not necessarily the right help. Just because the labor is free doesn't mean that you want to hire these people. Send Felicity to make cookies in the cafeteria. That is her mental capacity at this point in time.
Absolutely terrible.
I don't trust her. So she goes and snoops. Now, I would 1,000% probably do this. So.
I have no doubt in my mind that you would do this. Like, to the point where I think it would take you under an hour of working that job to snoop.
I mean, it seems so interesting, especially if I knew somebody that
I just don't think most application essays are worth your time reading. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like they'd be actually pretty boring for the most part. Not saying
I'm
Ben's
convinced that 90% of application essays are made up now. I think that this is not this necessarily is a rarity.
Please let us know if you I feel like the time limit has like expired. So let us know if you lied on your college essay.
Let me know if you remember what your college essay was about, because I certainly don't.
They were such a waste of time.
I had plenty of trauma. I could have traumaed all over my application essay.
You really could have.
It's like, oh, you want to talk about anti-Semitism? Yeah, no problem. You want to talk about like a sick family doctor or bad family dynamics? Got no problem. Like, what do you want me to talk about?
You had a litany of topics to choose.
Yeah, for my Rolodex of trauma, what do you want me to hit on? Because I can do that, no problem at all. But the thing is that I don't know if I did that. I probably was talking about how I was excited to go to college. But yeah. I didn't know. Like, I don't think, like, nobody, like, told me that that's what you were supposed to be, like, going through hardship. Talk about going through hardships. I don't think I knew that because I got no help on my college essay.
Oh, terrible.
I don't
even
think that – I probably did one because –
Usually you can use the same one and like use the same one across a bunch of different schools too. Yeah, so.
I mean, infamously, I only applied and got accepted to one school. So
wild, absolutely wild.
My odds were 100%.
So then we meet Noel, and he is the RA on Felicity's floor, and he's just like, "Oh, welcome! Like, just wanted to check in and see how you were doing," and like. Immediately Felicity is like, I am taking you up on this offer for help.
Yeah, this is the sort of thing when you ask somebody in this regard, like, hey, if you need anything, let me know. It's like, you don't expect them to take you up on that offer.
Never
approach. You set it and forget it. Like, I remember I dormed for many years. I didn't ask my RA for shit. I was like, RA, please don't find out that I have a hamster in my dorm room.
Oh my God.
That's what I, that was the only thing.
What was your hamster's name?
Petunia.
Lovely. Lovely. So she immediately goes to him and is like, basically admits, like, I'm like, why would you do this? Like, you're admitting to someone you don't know and are a person in charge that could theoretically get you fired.
Because she is deranged and doesn't know shit, but it's okay because Scott Foley has a boner for Felicity.
He loves crazy chicks.
he has a fetish for just...
He's like, the wilder the better for him.
Yeah, he's like, oh, you are literally stealing college essays and making photocopies out of them?
Yeah.
Oh, you are wifey material. Let me bring you home to my mother.
One of my favorite lines of the entire pilot, excuse me, is when he says, oh, so you read this essay? And she hands him the copy and he's like, oh, you photocopied this essay.
That is so bad. It is so bad. You do the bad deeds and then you never admit to them except for like maybe a drunken night at 3 a.m. when you're next to your partner. You're like, I just want to let you know that I did something really bad once.
Yeah. Yeah. And this is so funny. And so like we find out that he wrote this essay about his older brother, Jonathan, who like supposedly passed away from brain cancer. It's a lie. But Felicity is like, is it possible to like just be friends, or am I just going to be in love with this guy forever? It's like, what? You don't know this man.
He's not your friend. You don't know anything about him. You are digmatized. That's it. That's it. You don't know. You don't know anything about him except for the fact now that you think that he lost a brother. And also, I think that as a RA, your job is like, oh, are you having roommate conflicts? Let me try to clear this out.
Not are you smoking in your dorm?
Yeah, not life advice like this, but Scott Foley's like, yeah, totally. You will 1000% be able to be friends with him.
Yeah, he's no like, give problem. It a month. Everything will even out. No big deal.
I mean, that's partially true. Most of the time you just forget shit like in a month.
Oh, certainly that part is true. But the fact that she's deranged isn't going to change it.
No, like she's always going to be like America's most wanted.
Yeah. And not in the way that Noel wants her.
You know what? Actually, she probably was America's most wanted. Most wanted like a young female celebrity.
Yeah.
In the eyes of everybody. So yeah. So this is Noel. This is Felicity. They're going to have a very interesting relationship. And then this ultimately sets up our love triangle, right? This is our Pacey, Joey, Dawson, right?
In episode one, we get it. So very quick.
It's a Felicity, Noel, and Ben situation. And that's where we're at here. Are you from right now at this very second, 43 minutes into this podcast, are you team Noel or team Ben?
Well, so it's hard because...
No, I'm saying, just say it. No, go on. I'm sorry.
So, well, at this point in the episode, when I was watching, I was team Noel because I thought he was very sweet. But then by the end of the episode, Noel had pissed me full on off. So I was definitely not team Noel. Honestly, I think crazy is as crazy does. And like Ben and Felicity almost deserve each other because they're both wackadoodle.
Yeah. Now, you and me were mainly both on team Pacey for Dawson's Creek. I think it'll be fun if you and I have officially taken stances on the opposite direction.
I love this. Okay, so you're team Noel.
I'm team Noel, but the thing is that we can't switch.
Life. These are our lifelong
this is for life.
Oh no, what if new men come into the picture?
Nope, we can't.
Okay, this is a lifelong commitment.
This is like a tattoo on your 18th birthday.
Oh,
it's something
no.
that you might not want to have forever, but you do.
All right, well, you heard it here first, folks. It's I'm going to be team Ben. Sarah's going to be team Noel. Never the twain shall meet.
Unless we have like some sort of like...
What if one of them dies? What if that's Ben's karmic retribution? He dies because he lied.
I know this is a spoiler-free podcast, but I think that this is not a spoiler. There's three characters that's in every single episode of Felicity.
Okay, so we're clear. We're in the clear.
Yeah, and it's not any of our side characters.
Great. Beautiful. So then we're in this class, and Ben decides it's a really great idea to approach Felicity for help with this class that they're taking. And this is like so ridiculous. And it's just like, Ben, ask someone else. Ask the girl that didn't just admit to coming cross country for you.
Ben, you are kind of attractive. You can get any college girl.
Of course you can. It's your freshman year. Don't get locked down so quickly, you know?
Yeah. So, but he's in it. He's like, you know what? Felicity will probably do my homework and my essays.
That's fair. He knows that she was like valedictorian and like, you know, graduated with honors and all of that. So he knows she's a smart cookie.
Yeah. So he's fully in. He's like, I would like to study with you. And Felicity is like, oh gosh, like I would love to, but I have plans with Julie. my friend, but you can absolutely join us.
No, that's later. So they study first. They do study together first. Oh,
this is the creepy one where Noel's like a creepy stalker, but he deserves to be.
This is when I turned against Noel because Felicity and Ben are doing their little study partner situation, and they're talking about like their high school experiences and how she really didn't go to any parties and he was the most popular and blah blah blah. Mm-hmm. And freaking Noel comes in. He just opens, like, he knocks on the door, and then he, like, is like, oh, I got you this, like, Subway pocket guide thing. And then he, like, barges in, like, four more times with dumb questions, like, oh, are you going to do the floor calendar? Oh, just checking in. Oh, I'm here to annoy you one more time. And I'm like, you are annoying me. Get out, Noel.
I mean, it is pretty annoying, but also Noel is just trying to do his duties as an RA.
His duties are not to cockblock.
To make sure that Felicity is safe and that this man is not taking advantage of her.
Oh my God.
And, like, he also kind of called dibs. So Ben's gotta back off.
Yeah.
I'm joking.
This is just, it's over the top. Mm-hmm. But this is when they do the, like, so he asks Felicity what she's up to tomorrow. And she says, oh, I have plans with Julie. And she's like, oh, like, come with us. And this is when she basically lies to Julie and is like, oh, NBD, like, I know him from high school. Not a big deal.
Cause Julie doesn't want it. She's at a fifth wheel, which typically
What?
I swear to God, she's like, I don't want to be a fifth wheel. So she's like,
wheels do each of these people have?
Well, I think what it is that we're driving a car and not a bike. But I've never heard a fifth wheel, Julie.
I've heard a fifth wheel, but only if there's like two couples.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess we're riding a car. We don't want to be a fifth wheel. Oh, she's the Jeep. Jeeps have a wheel on their back.
Oh, but that's the cute wheel. Because you get a little car cover thing over it, you know?
Have you ever heard of ducking?
There's a Jeep thing?
Yes. Yeah, so okay, Jeep owners rubber duck each other.
What the hell does that mean? They put rubber ducks on each other's cars?
Yes.
That's exactly what that is? Wait. Yes. I have something to tell you. So I went out yesterday and I was driving and I parked in a parking lot. And I don't know if it was a Jeep because I really didn't pay that much attention. But I walked by a vehicle that their entire front dashboard was covered in different rubber ducks.
I would put money on it that it is a Jeep. Because
Where do you leave a rubber duck? On the roof? On the hood?
That's between a Jeep owner and a Jeep owner.
Jeep owners. Getting a duck is basically a show of respect for your car from another Jeep owner.
Just a Jeep bro.
Oh, yeah. It's so fun. And people display them in their cars forever.
Yep.
What?
Yeah.
Ducking. Duck, duck, Jeep.
This is so stupid.
This is so dumb.
But I'm kind of jealous. If you're a Jeep owner,
please let us know. I mean, I used to like to wave at people that had the same car as me.
And they probably did not wave back because they thought you were a nerd.
Well, now I don't do it because I drive a Honda CR-V and I feel like mostly like moms drive them.
Just such a mom car.
Honestly, it is a mom car. But I really love it. It has like great cargo space. Anyway, we're not sponsored by Honda CR-V, but Honda, if you're interested, we are available and willing.
I need a car. I have no car.
Oh my God, you do. Honda. Sarah needs a car.
Yeah, I don't have a car.
Honda Civic?
I hit a bus.
Don't advertise that to Honda. They're not going to want to sponsor us.
Oh, fuck. I didn't hit a bus.
We've never gotten any car accidents.
A really safe driver.
Oh my gosh. So Felicity convinces Julie that, like, no, we're just studying. It's not a big deal. Blah, 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 blah. So they go out together. They go to a bar, which I'm like a restaurant bar. And I'm like, how are you going to study here, people? But okay, whatever. Maybe this is after they studied because they're all hanging out and like laughing, having a great time. And Julie leaves the table. And the very first thing that comes out of Ben's mouth is like, hey, I like Julie.
Mm-hmm. I remember in college, this used to happen to me all the time with my best college friend when I was a freshman. I had this friend named Nadia. She was a gorgeous girl. And I got guys coming up to me all the time asking me for advice with Nadia. Like, you know, is she single? Like, is there anything that I can do? Like, I'm really interested in her. She's beautiful. Do I have a chance with her? All the time. It happened with like four different guys.
Yeah. That's awful. Don't do this. Just don't do this, because like it's going to automatically make the person you're talking to feel bad about themselves. And Ben, of course, starts it off with like, hey, do you remember us talking about, we talked about being friends? Do you mean that? And she's like, oh, the conversation we literally had yesterday. Of course, yeah. I haven't been obsessively thinking about it ever since it happened.
Yeah, I forgot about it, actually.
And I feel like Felicity's reaction to this should tell you everything you need to know, Ben. And yet, he really just wanted a blowjob. Like, he truly and really was like, I just need some stress relief.
Truly, absolutely, he does not care. But why would he care? He's single. Julie's single. You know, he doesn't have any interest in Felicity. They never went out. Like, yeah. He has full reign to go after Julie if he wanted to. He just asked Felicity as a courtesy. And yeah. He didn't even have to do that. It's like giving your 2 weeks notice. It's a courtesy. It's not necessarily your necessity.
But she fakes it. And she's like, yeah, no, I'm totally fine. Like, she probably does really high register. Like, oh, no, she really likes you. And Ben, that's all Ben needs. That's the go-ahead for him. And so Felicity, down and depressed, as always, passing making out people in her hallway, is going to go back to her dorm room and finally meet her roommate, Megan.
Megan scares me.
Why?
Why? Because yeah. I just don't trust her, you know? Like, she is, like, spooky. She doesn't want
She's very goth.
Very goth. She doesn't want to talk to Felicity.
She doesn't even say a single word besides, like, yeah.
Yeah, that's my name. I'm Megan.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Like, you know, what is she doing? What's happening here?
What is Megan doing?
Yeah, like, why
Megan is she being the world's best roommate and just not being in her room ever?
Yeah. Well, okay.
Megan, if I had to guess, well, why would Megan be in a dorm? Let me just say this. Maybe I think Megan possibly was from the city. And so she is like, I'm like an advanced freshman in that I know the city. Like, I know the lay of the land. I probably already have local friends. I don't need to deal with this, like, nobody Felicity, who's obviously a very basic bitch in my dorm room. Like, I don't have time for this. That's the vibe I get from Megan. I don't know if that's true, but she looks like a goth chick who just has no fucking time for basic bitch Felicity.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so. And you don't have to be friends with your freshman roommate, but I don't know.
It's easier if you are. Like, you literally live together. It's so much easier.
I mean, you live together. I mean, I guess barely, because Megan just keeps her stuff there. But
yeah.
I don't know. Like, I think that it's not like Felicity is like a rude girl. Like, you can be nice to each other. It is easier to be kind.
Always easier to lead with kindness, of course.
Yeah.
But Megan didn't get that memo, I don't think. And of course, I really think this just like sets Felicity off even more. And she decides in her brilliant brain, in her valedictorian brain, in her emotionally unstable brain to visit Ben's apartment and confront him in his doorway.
Yeah. 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 Which
decisions were made.
She's unstable. Like, she is. Like, what? Like, she's, you can't.
What did she think was going to happen? Like, what did she think?
Oh, I changed my mind. I'm actually in love with you.
Seriously. Seriously. Yeah.
Yeah. I've thought about it too. So, it's like really peculiar. So, and you know, he's put in this weird position because once again, he's trying to be like a nice guy. Like, she's come to his apartment in the middle of the night And it just feels like he's put in a position where it's like, well, what do I do? Like, do I like hurt her and be like, there's not a chance. There's never going to be a chance. Like, please like vacate the vicinity and I don't owe you anything. But no, like he like talks to her and then we find out that, you know, him and Julie like actually did hook up.
Yes, this is so fascinating. She's like confronting him, basically being like, how could you write that in my yearbook? Like, how could you write that? And so she's like very, very upset, like yelling at him about this whole situation. And she said, you said you were flattered. And he said, flattered? No, I was awkward. I revealed the little of myself in your yearbook and you changed your college plans. Which that's so very fair.
I mean, that's so, it's so fair, but also like he was very, you know, very open, very, very like,
Know,
it was weird. Like she did read into it.
Yeah, for sure. And she also admits here, like, again, very like, we weren't expecting this in the pilot. She's like, I know about your brother. And yeah, he says, you're acting crazy. All I did was nice to you. I never asked you to come here. That was your choice. How can you think you're in love with me? You don't even know me.
Exactly. And I like, do agree with Ben. I do.
Oh, 1,000%. And also this, okay, if I'm Julie, can I just say, if I'm Julie, why? Why are you leaving the apartment at this moment? You can literally obviously hear this entire argument happening. Yeah.
Stay in the shower and don't come out.
That's what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm saying. Wait until Felicity leaves and then leave. I'm not saying to hide it from Felicity. I'm just saying choose your moment, girl. And this was not the moment.
She wanted to be seen.
Oh my. Okay. Well, here's the thing. Because when we originally talked to Felicity, I was so pro Julie. I was like, Julie is the best character. And you were like, why are you obsessed with Julie? But you're so do you possibly think Julie did this on purpose to be like, that's fucking right. I suck Ben's dick. Or is it just like she has terrible timing?
I think she has terrible timing. I don't think so. Like, why is she, why is she dunking on Felicity? That's her only friend. I think that like it maybe is like a way for her to, I don't know. It's weird. It's weird.
It's but also, very weird.
Oh, but also, Julie didn't know any of this stuff and she's overhearing Felicity confront Ben. So like she kind of has a little right to be annoyed too.
She has the upper hand
she specifically asked Felicity, is there anything going on between you guys? Should I know anything? Felicity said no. And she didn't know like all this stuff about like the high school yearbook and her coming for him.
Yeah.
So like maybe she leaves in this moment because she's like, fuck this. Like I'm in the middle of something now. I didn't sign up for this. Like I was just here trying to have a good night, get a little like orgasm going, and now you have dragged me into a love triangle. I did not consent to this.
That's very fair. I mean, no shade to Julie because she didn't do anything wrong, and she just leaves because she's like, and you know what, probably in her defense she's like, I don't want to deal with this, any of this. I'm gonna go back to my dorm room, you know, with my clean freak of a roommate. And so she leaves, and the next day we're back with Felicity and her advisor. And she's basically decided, I think I'm going to go back to Stanford. Like, I don't think I can do this.
Yeah. Which is also, gosh, she really doesn't think stuff out. She just really has an idea and then goes through with it. Yeah. I really behoove her to start thinking out stuff before she acts on it.
Seriously, of course. Yeah. She needs to, like, think through what she's doing. And she's like, my dad was right. Like, you know, it's really expensive here and I'll be paying for college forever. And she's just like basically trying to convince herself.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, and financial aid said they would refund part of my semester. And so my parents are already planning on coming on Sunday. So I'll probably just do that. And I'll just get my life back on track. And, you know, and I felt like this line was very revealing where she says, I'll go back to Palo Alto, get back on track, become a doctor, and maybe save somebody else's life. Like, because in the beginning of the episode, she does say, like, maybe this is what saves my life is being in New York. And that is like a very tragic idea to me, that like the only way she can get out of her own head or get out of the depressive state or whatever, get away from her parents, who knows, is by going to New York. And her just like running into so many road bumps like immediately and then being like, I'll just go back to California and these be are not, extremely unhappy.
Yeah. These are not really road bumps. These are just issues that she's making for herself.
Oh, for sure. Of course. She's creating the speed bumps for herself to have to go over.
Yeah. I mean, and to be honest with you, having Ben say that he's not interested in sleeping with your only new friend does not equal let's leave New York forever. You know, there's like so much, you're not having a problem with your classes. Like there's so much more. It just like really proves and shows that she came here for one reason. She totally Elle from Legally Blonde it, but she has to learn that there's more opportunity and you have to like believe in yourself, just like Elle did.
Yeah. Believe in yourself.
Yeah.
So she's before she leaves, the advisor does say like, I'm not saying you're not going to make a great doctor, but you're already an artist. And again, show us the proof. I want the receipts.
Yeah,
I want to see if she actually is a great artist. And how does he know? Is he an artist? Like, I want to know.
Yeah. I don't know either. Like, I think we'll see her art eventually. I can see her like getting into like a gallery eventually or being in an art show. Like, I think we're going to see her work. I'm very curious what this art is. It's probably some sort of like paint by numbers, like landscape bullshit, but I would love to see something a little bit like more pop arty. That would be really fun.
Yeah, we'll have to see. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what kind of art she would be doing, but I'm interested in seeing it. I feel like maybe like portraits or florals or something might be her vibe. But we're back in her dorm room and Ben comes in and he hands her like this envelope that was out there. And it's from the French tutor. She said, we worked together for years and she was supposed to be married. Then 3 months before her wedding, her fiance was killed in a motorcycle. And guess what? The guy who hit him was in a Jeep.
I mean,
the rubber ducks got him distracted.
Facts.
Oh my God.
Facts. It's all facts.
Yeah. So, but Felicity admits like there's no one I could really talk to like I talked to her. And we, you know, we don't really write. So we just, you know, we talk back and forth. And this is when Ben is like, hey, I know we had a really wild fight last night and I know you're also just a lunatic a little bit, but shouldn't we go up to the roof and have a very serious conversation? Don't bring this woman up to a roof. I'm just saying.
Yeah. When you ask somebody to the roof, there's only one thing to do on the roof.
Have sex.
You drink champagne, look at the skyline, and it's Kiss Town USA, baby.
Yeah, we watched The Office. We know Jim and Pam kissed on the roof. Or not, they had sandwiches on the roof. But it was romantic sandwiches.
Wait, but didn't they kiss on the roof?
They might have kissed on a roof, but they just, that was before they were together, I think.
Have you ever been on a roof?
Yeah, I've been on.
Like, have you ever like gone out your bedroom window and just like hung out on the roof?
I've always lived in ranch homes, so no, one story. Ew.
Sorry, I just showed my privilege. Awkward.
I mean, I don't think it's necessarily privilege. It's just I've never lived in a house that had two stories.
So you've never lived in a house that had two stories?
Nope. I'm a ranch girly through and through.
Do you hate stairs?
I mean, I have a basement.
You have not been in that basement.
What do you mean I haven't been in the basement?
You haven't been there.
I've definitely been there.
That's the only place in your house that you didn't let me go in.
Was the basement? Probably because it's messy.
Yeah, that's what you said.
There you go. It's a story.
It's because your old dolls are there.
I think I only have one old doll down there.
I want to see it.
Okay, why are we talking about my old doll? We're an hour into the podcast.
All right, what happens now?
Ben admits that he lied, basically. He's like, I lied to get in. I'm a shallow loser. And then he basically apologized. He's like, I'm sorry I'm not like the guy that you thought I was. And this is very interesting because it was almost like that was what Felicity needed.
Yeah.
To be like, oh my God, I'm not the only like loser here.
Everybody here's a liar and a criminal.
Exactly. And she, what she says is also wild, where she says, when I came up to you at graduation, it was like a high, like a drug, because I'd never done something like that before. What I mean is I wasn't fully sober. And so the irony of that is the first real big decision I made turned out to just be stupid.
Do you think that every character in this show represents a deadly sin?
Ooh, that would be fun. Okay, so which one, what are we looking at so far?
Okay.
Let me look up seven deadly sins.
Yeah, so we got lust. Now, everybody could be lust. I guess like Felicity might be lust.
Yeah. Or no, no, she's sorrow.
Sorrow is not a deadly sin.
I'm looking at, this one has eight listed.
That's not.
Okay, so let me break them down. We have lust, gluttony, greed, sloth, wrath, envy, or pride.
Yeah. Oh. Okay, pride, I think, is Ben.
Yeah.
He's like, you know, he has a lot of pride. Like, he has, like, this certain persona to him. He doesn't want people to know. I don't know. This might be, like, a reach.
No, lust? I think it's pride. I think lust is Felicity.
Felicity, it could be Noel.
I think Noel is envy. He's like envious of Ben and Felicity.
Yes, 110%. Yes.
So then what are we going to put Julie as? Or do we not know yet?
I don't know if we know yet. But we'll find out.
Might be Wrath, baby.
Well, I think Felicity's dad is Wrath.
Oh, yeah, that's so true. And her mom is just like sloth because she doesn't do anything about the dad.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll let's put
a pin in this. I love this as a conversation piece.
Let's put a pin in this because I think that there's something here.
Yeah, and so Felicity says
and
that
we can come in with the eighth deadly sin, sorrow.
Sorry, I looked at my wiki and it had that. I don't know why. Let me see. Did it say why? It said there were. It said it was translated into the Latin of Western Christianity, become a part of the Western tradition, spiritual pietas. I don't know what that is, or Catholic devotions, as follows. Mm. So these are the eight Catholic devotions. I'm going to have to bring this up to my my husband later, who went to Catholic school, and see if he knows them. But then, so basically Felicity says, like, I'm leaving. I'm not staying here, you know, blah, 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 blah. And Ben says, I can't wait to see this place when it snows, which is going to be important for later. And Noel decides now's the time. I got to pitch this girl I just met, who definitely has lost her mind, that she needs to stay in New York. And he says, you can't leave. Life is a struggle. This is fate. This is a challenge. If you turn away from this now, you'll be confronted by the same issues 5 years from now or 10, which, like, kind of fair. There's a point there, you know? And he says, you'll be the fancy doctor with a fancy practice. You'll be married. You'll have four phone lines in your home. That's not a thing anymore. And he says, you'll wonder what the hell is my life. And you'll be able to trace it back to this very moment. Stay in New York or perish.
Okay. Like, let's just be dramatic here. You know, no one's going to die about anything. If we go to Stanford, we're going to be okay. If we stay in New York, we're going to be okay. But I guess everybody is, like, very dramatic because we're teenagers. So
teenagers. Yeah. Felicity asks Noel, hey, do you have feelings for me?
Yes.
And he says, yeah.
Yeah. No secrets. No secrets in this.
Everybody's... one can keep a single fucking secret on this show.
Everyone's very loose-lipped.
They're so sloppy. They're all sloppy bitches.
Julie's sloppy. Like, I hooked up. We got, Noel is like a creepy stalker who admits to liking her, even though, once again, he doesn't even know her.
He's
pretty. Ben couldn't keep a secret about his essay. You know, you keep that shit to the grave.
Especially don't tell Felicity, you know, is pretty unstable at this point.
Pretty unstable. Yeah. Everyone's making some really bad decisions.
This is the land of bad decision making. Is this entire
welcome to New show. York. It's been waiting for you.
Oh my God. It's wild. And so we go to like the cafeteria and Julie apologizes. She says, I didn't know. I wouldn't have done that. Like I would never have hurt you. I had no idea you liked Ben. I wouldn't have gone back to his place. She says, you're my friend. That means more than you probably think, which makes me think that like Julie is kind of like a Felicity from high school where she didn't have a ton of friends. And Felicity says, don't worry, I'm leaving anyway. Poor Julie. Poor Julie is what I have to say. But
I mean, is it poor Julie?
Yeah, it wasn't her fault and she feels really bad. And now the only friend that she's made is leaving and she's like lost out on precious friend making time.
It's been a week.
Exactly. Everyone's already friends.
No, not friends. What you have to do is they're currently hanging out with their first round of college friends, and then pretty soon you're gonna get sick of them, and then you find your real friends.
Oh, okay. So she still has time to get in on the second round. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
She has a cute nose. I just saw her profile and I got very jealous.
You do love a cute nose. You love a little upturned moment.
You know who has a cute nose?
I don't want to hear this because I know who you're going to say.
And you know he has the cutest nose in the galaxy.
I really can tell you I have not paid attention to his nose.
Oh, it's so cute. If I have children with Adam and they don't have his nose, I will literally die just like Felicity wants to literally die all the time.
Wow.
Yeah. Anyway, so we're at lunch with the parents, and I think that this is a depiction of overselling your point, because I think that Felicity goes into this lunch being like, yes, I'm going to come home, going to go to Stanford. And then the dad got cocky and then she decides to change her mind again.
Yeah, because it basically they go too far. It's like, not only are you going to Stanford and we're going to pay for it, also I'm the one who helped you get in the first place and now I'm helping you get in because you're late. Oh, and also you can have your mom's car. And she's a little bit like, whoa. I'm going to stay in New York, actually. So, yeah. Also, this is the first, I think, scene where Felicity's hair is all the way down without being clipped back at all.
Yeah. Release it.
Love it. Well, release the mane.
You know, I kind of think that that's a like a artistic choice, because if your hair is pinned back, there's like some restriction.
Now she's free, baby.
Now she's free. So
yeah, you've heard the whole Sex and the City thing,
yes,
right?
Of course. Yes.
With crazy curly hair versus the boring straight hair people.
Okay. Jessica has curly hair and I have
wavy hair at best.
Well, it's because you gave up on the curly method.
I still do the curly method.
You're not plopping enough.
I don't plop on a daily basis. Like I really gave up on the reinvigorating the curls after the shower because it's just so much effort.
Yeah. Have you tried the flip your hair over and dunk it in a bucket of water?
I will fucking never do that because I simply don't care enough, you know? But I do subscribe to the curly hair theory. And I agree with you. I think it's an artistic choice of like, finally, she has freedom. Freedom! And she, again, she just parrots what people says because she's just like, oh, I just can't wait to see the city when it snows.
I really hope that in the next four seasons, Felicity truly comes into her own. Like, I think that she's going to be a very, like, frustrating protagonist. Mm-hmm. And I think that there's going to be times where we want to, like, choke her.
Most definitely.
But I really hope that she, like, gets some backbone to her.
Yeah.
Also, I think I said this 2 years ago, and I still think that this deal that her parents offered her, no college, no paying for college or paying for college fully and getting the mom's car and getting a free apartment, is a deal that I don't think I could turn down. And that is a deal that I want to take. And I don't have to stay in stupid, smelly New York. I mean, come on, Felicity, be real. You stupid ass.
It is a good deal. It is a good deal. But her freedom is more important to her. She turns them down, and then we hear the voiceover from, again, quote unquote, Sally, who says, I'm sorry.
It's not Sally. I swear to God, I really do think that this is some sort of scam. I don't trust.
I will say that I think Sally is real, but there might be more to the story is what I think.
I don't know. I think that she like murdered Sally and Sally is like a figment of her imagination.
Oh my God.
So I don't.
The publicity is rash.
I don't know. I don't trust this girl. She's unrelatable. She's a little unrelatable. She's an unreliable narrator.
Yes. But the thing is, we hear the voice of a different person. It's not like we hear Felicity's voice in the voiceover.
Okay, Jessica, you have done so many accents. Like, here, let me try something.
I just want to say that this is my favorite thing to do is pretend like I have a different voice.
I swear to God, like this is what Felicity's doing.
This is going to be my new podcasting voice. I really hope that you like
it. Oh, I hate it.
Yeah. Well, Jessica, I just want to say that I'm a beautiful podcaster and you have to trust me when I say that I am
giving
Sally.
Me like such nerdy vibes.
I know that's like my natural inclination, but like nerdy? You can change your
that's
voice.
Fair. Okay. All right. Well, Sally says she's really struggling in Santa Fe. She says when your heart gets broken, you sort of start to see the cracks in everything. I'm convinced that tragedy wants to harden us and that our mission is to never let it. 2 weeks ago, I was going to move again. I was all packed. I was going to start over somewhere new. That morning, I received your first tape from college. I just sat there in my little apartment, listening to your voice, crying like a baby. And suddenly you were tutoring me.
Sally, are you a 30-year-old woman talking to an 18-year-old?
We don't know. We just know she was her tutor. I assume she was like a year or two ahead. I don't know.
This is the most mysterious. Well, it is the most mysterious thing because everything else gets.
They resolved everything else. Yeah.
They resolved it. So our biggest mystery is who is Sally? What does she want from Felicity? Is this a weird relationship or am I just being like.
Maybe she's like 25. Maybe she's 25. But she does say like, I think you've made a really great choice and I can't wait to hear what happens next.
Uh-huh.
I think it would be really funny if we are reading so much into the Sally and Felicity relationship and it turns out just
being
a
Sally
situation.
It's just Sally.
It's just Sally.
It's just Sally.
Hashtag that's our pilot episode.
Sally. I mean, it's a romp of a time. Like, I honestly think that everyone's insane and that's okay. Like, it's okay. It's fine. Yeah. Everyone's nuts.
Yeah.
And this is just, you know, how we're living our lives.
Yeah. And of course we did get some feedback. Would you like to hear a voicemail from the notorious DBK?
Of course. Yes.
What up, though, ladies? All right, I just finished listening to the Felicity pod you did like 2 years ago. So I'm going to give you what I got from that pod. So first off, I would like to know how we got here for the Felicity pod. Because in my head, it's because of my voting way back in the day. And that can't be true. So how did we get to be doing the Felicity pod? Next.
Okay, so stop down and answer this question.
Okay. Yeah, DBK, like it was absolutely, but it was mainly you, but there were other people while we were podcasting about Dawson's Creek that were really pushing for Felicity.
It was always in the back of our minds as like a potential next option. It was just at the time we had a lot going on.
Right, because we were still doing Boy Meets World at the time as well. So there was just like a lot of balls up in the air. But it was definitely, and also, I mean, I don't know if there's tons of Felicity podcasts out there, but it seems to be a beloved show that people are not really talking about. So
they're really, you know, what is funny? I'm glad you asked that. I looked up today because I always like to see suss out the competition, you know, if you will.
It's not competition. They're friends, but okay.
No, we're all friends here. Not a ton of Felicity podcasts. I was a little surprised.
Okay, so perfect. And also, like, I really always do enjoy when there's, if it's a female protagonist show, being two women talking about it and talking about a woman's perspective on moving to New York City and going to college. Like, I think that's great. But yeah, like, honestly, truly, like, I mean, DBK, you can pat yourself on the back. You're a big part of it. And also our other listeners who showed a big interest in it. Like, you, yeah, you ask, we comply, because we deliver. We deliver.
In 30 minutes or less.
No, it's been an hour and 20 minutes.
2 years.
And it's been 2 years.
So. All right, let's see what else DBK has to say.
He wants to be a doctor. I don't think it's so much force from her parents. It's just what she wanted to be when she grew up. I also believe she did have Stanford lined up. I believe we are supposed to love Felicity, as Jess says we're not.
Oh.
The biggest insult from this podcast was Jessica saying that Felicity is like Joey. It hurt my heart. Felicity is an only child.
Great.
I think it's weird that Ben doesn't remember Felicity at the photos, even though he watched her for 4 years and always wondered what she's like, but whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Felicity means intense happiness.
Oh, not therapy.
Julie, I would say, is not Felicity's BFF, but we'll wait to see what happens there.
Shocking.
Ben's admission letter is a very Ben thing to do. You will see.
Ooh.
I couldn't think of a worse couple than Julie and Felicity. My college dorm had a buzz system like they do at Felicity. And just so you guys know, you guys are talking about if we'll ever meet Sally and who should be played by, kind of thing. Just so you guys know, Janine Garofalo is the voice of Sally, who is a pretty popular actor in the 90s. And you guys had the right theme. Anyways, I will be sending in more feedback after I watch the episode.
Oh, yeah, we did. So when we originally covered the pilot, we did listen to the theme song to see if it was good or not. And it, like, it was boring. Like, it was okay. Nothing. It wasn't like there were no words. It wasn't like it was just music. It was
okay. Instrumental. All right. Okay.
But
so those were some quick thoughts about listening to our original podcast.
One, because also we were big, or I was mostly a big Julie and Felicity shipper. I was like,
it just
really gung-ho about that.
I think Felicity should just be alone, to be honest with you.
I think she could use some time alone for sure. to just sort out her feelings. Oh my god, we have two more voicemails from DBK. Oh god, we're gonna have to play a second voicemail. Hold on.
What up, though, ladies? All right, we are here, the Felicity podcast. I'm so excited about this. All right, so I watched the episode, and then I again watched the episode with commentary. So I'm gonna send some stuff in from the commentary, just in like notes. But from this episode, like, what kind of friend is Julie? Because, like, you would think she knows she's into Ben, Felicity. That
she
is.
Didn't.
But, like, why is, like, Julie going for her? And she says, like, oh, Felicity, your friendship means so much to me. But it's like you go for, like, the one dude she's, like, obsessed with. Like, she stalked him here, and you're going for him? Okay, that's a move, Julie, but whatever. What else from this episode? The guy that buzzed when she goes to do the confrontation where she's Julie.
Oh, Sean
answers the buzzer. Yeah. She's like, put Ben on. That's Sean, Ben's roommate. Just technically we did meet him this episode. What else from this episode? Oh, this is what I caught. I always assumed Felicity was Sally's, like, was getting tutored from Sally. But in this, I noticed she said she worked with Sally. So Felicity was a tutor with Sally? Because I always assumed Sally was
Felicity's French tutor.
But
like,
I guess not.
Interesting.
What else? Ben, I just don't get Ben. Like, what? Like, who writes something like that in someone's yearbook that they don't know? Like, also, do you think Ben thinks Mr. Popular is stupid? Because I don't think he thinks it is. What two classes do you think Julie wanted? And Megan is a whole vibe. That's like my 2 minutes. So until next week, ladies, peace.
Interesting. what two classes? I mean, yeah, we did. So they're all in a poetry class, but maybe that is like a general education, like English requirement.
Nobody's going into this wanting to take poetry class.
What do you think Julie is going to major in?
I think Julie is going to major in communications.
I'm going to go the science route.
Science?
Some kind of science, maybe biology or something. Oh. Ben gives off like, I don't know what my major is until I'm like 4 years in vibes.
Yeah, yeah, I could see that.
I think we have one more voicemail from DBK, so I'm going to play it and we'll see what happens.
Sorry. Quick couple other things. I love Papa Leo, so Jess, if you ever want to get me back, just be mean about Papa Leo and say he's a terrible advisor, because, like, I love
him.
Oh,
the advisor, okay.
Also, when this geek RA, I don't know how many times, whenever someone says or, like, references this is a moment or something, like, be in this moment, Kelly always says to him, so you'll remember when that geek RA said, I don't know how many times I say that in life. Anyways. Iconic shot of Felicity getting out of the cab. Ben called it himself. He's a shallow loser. And yeah, I'll send in the comments now. Sorry, I just had to get the geek RA thing in. Anyways, peace.
Geek RA.
I love that we already have a general idea of like
who DBK likes and doesn't like.
You know, he loves Felicity. He hates Julie.
Hates Julie. Julie's hates trash. Ben. Hates. Well, it seems like he hates Noel too.
Well, then he's not going to be on either of our teams, it sounds like.
He's on somebody else's team. Option number three.
Okay. So I also got some of the, like, commentary stuff that DBK sent in.
Yeah.
He said, apparently the original idea was for a film, and they turned it into a show.
Oh.
Which is very interesting. And apparently they couldn't find a Ben with depth. I think DBK told us this on the original podcast that, like, originally Scott Foley was supposed to be Ben, but they couldn't find a Noel. And so he got shifted to Noel to get the other guy as Ben.
Weird. Okay.
I think Samuel Robin Hall on 10th or 9th is what the dorms are based on. I don't know if you're familiar with that area, Sarah, probably not. Let's see. The guy who takes Felicity will pop up 3 times in season 1 in different roles. Who takes Felicity? Oh, maybe takes the photo of her. Maybe. Oh,
okay.
Apparently the advisor is based on a professor that JJ Abrams had in school himself.
Oh.
Yeah. And this is interesting because I felt like I did feel this, that like the director, like, wanted it to have a film vibe versus, like, a show vibe, which I do kind of feel like it did.
Yeah, I do. But also, gosh, I kind of wish that I just feel like the camera is, like, maybe it was because it was maybe filmed on film, but it looks like it was filmed on a potato.
Well, it's very old.
It's not very old. Dawson's Creek didn't look that way.
This is interesting. Kind of answers our question about the hair. Carrie Russell was particular about having her hair down, and they called it her lioness look. So the Noel intro and the dinner scene with the parents are 2 scenes in the pilot where she wore it like this. The scene, like the ones that I complimented, basically.
Hey, okay. So it's all very intentional, her hair. I love that. Mm-hmm. We speculated that.
Yeah. The Felicity and Ben confrontation at the loft was shot a week apart because the studio didn't like the lighting on Scott Speedman, so they reshot him. That's very interesting. Madison Square Park is where her and Julie are at the end.
I know Madison Square Park.
Yeah. That is the pilot episode. I'm really excited for the rest of this season. Like, I'm very interested to learn more about her roommate Megan and just like get to know these characters a bit more, because I've seen this pilot I think like 3 or 4 times at this point.
Wow. So
I'm really just excited to just watch more.
Yeah, you want to see more.
I want to see more of the show.
You want more. You're asking for more.
Yes. We are going to have various guests joining us along the way. Not next week. Next week will just be the 2 two of us. We are recording early. I just want to give people a heads up in case they want to get their feedback in. You don't have a ton of time because we are going to be recording on Tuesday, which is tomorrow.
Yeah, it's Thanksgiving in the U.S. So.
Yeah, so we are taking some time off to spend with our families and everything. So we're going to be recording early. So send in your feedback by Tuesday if you want it on the podcast, or we can always read it the next week. Sarah, do you want to know what the next episode's titled?
Of course.
The Last Stand.
I can't even guess what that means. I can't even speculate, to be honest with you.
Yeah. But I'm really, really excited. I actually might watch it today if I have some time, because I really want to know what's next. You know, I've seen this episode so many times. I want to see what happens next.
It's just like we go and then there's like some sort of glitch on Hulu and it's like the same first episode.
Again.
And you're like, no, let me see more.
Also, if listeners have any ideas, we used to do the like, do you not want to wait? Neither do we, for like Dawson's Creek. If you have like a cute idea for a Felicity intro, I've been trying to rack my brain and I haven't come up with anything. But if anybody has any ideas, I would greatly appreciate if you
are you a creepy stalker? So are we. Welcome back to Shit 90 Shows Taught Me.
So definitely send those in at Shit90sPod on Twitter and Instagram, Shit90sPod.com, and of course Shit90sPod@gmail.com. If you want to send in any of the feedback that you have, we greatly appreciate it. We just did, or it's going to come out soon, for Winnow November, where we covered Edward Scissorhands. So that's really fun, and we're going to have some holiday content coming up as well. Sarah, anything you want to plug while you're here? Anything that people should be checking out?
No, if you're new here, we have been podcasting together on Shit 90 Shows Taught Me for like since 2020. Our first show that we did together was Boy Meets World. And the second was Dawson's Creek. And we are nearing the end of our coverage of Freaks and Geeks, which was like a little mini project. So you can find all the things that we've covered together, because we've covered movies as well, on www.shit90spod.com.
Yes. And if you're new here, say hello to us. We're so excited to have you along the way watching Felicity. And if you're someone who's already listened to us, thank you so much for joining us on this new journey. We're really excited. I feel like this is our second era. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, our first era ended with Dawson's Creek, and we're now in our second era. Mm-hmm. And I'm really, really excited to kick it off with Felicity. More to come from us. And get pumped, because this is going to be a really, really fun ride, I think. I'm really excited to make predictions. And maybe we should solidify some predictions for next week's podcast to, like, come in with. About like the season of this season of Felicity.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I need to brainstorm. That's a great idea.
Of course, I'm not gonna, I can't be off the cuff. Like, me? speak off the cuff.
Decide everything right now. What's happening for the rest of the season? I'm like, oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
Anything or anything.
Yeah, I want to make some bold predictions, so I need some time to think on them.
Okay.
But thank you. Oh, and also, obviously, if you do send us in any feedback, please just be very careful with spoilers, because we are unspoiled on the show and we'd like to remain as much as possible.
Yeah.
Totally. But yeah, thank you so much, everyone, for listening, and we will catch you all next week. Have a good one, everybody. Bye.
Just ask. Shit 90 Shows Taught Me.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.